So this is a lifestyle and fandom podcast. Let's dive in.
Hey guys, welcome back to our second lifestyle episode. Today's theme is So This Is Zodiac Signs. I'm here with my best friend, Nicole, who is on the first episode. If you guys listened, if not, go ahead, go back and take a listen to the Galentine's Day episode. But for today, it's So This Is Zodiac Signs. Hey!
Whoop whoop! Hey guys! So I'm so excited to be here. You know, usually I don't get invited to do a lot of things, so I'm actually really excited to do this because everybody and their mom knows that I am so obsessed with horoscopes. So this is so up my alley. A really good conversation starter. Like sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, because some people are like, what? Like, what the hell is an Aquarius? Like, what is that? Like, you know?
Well, I was going to say, I feel like that's how everyone introduces themselves now. Like, you have to say, you know, obviously you're going to say your name or thing, but like half the time people introduce themselves, they also like mention what their sign is. Like, it's a part of like everyday life now to say like what your sign is.
But it's funny because it's like people kind of make fun of you because they're like, oh, she's like, she's a Cancer or like a Leo or something. Like, oh, dear God, like, dun. Like, you know, cue background music of like world ending.
So before we dive into it, or just to get into it, because we're talking about everyone introducing themselves with their signs, why don't we introduce ourselves with our signs?
Yeah,
so my sign is I am a rising Aquarius. My sun sign is a Leo and my moon sign is a Libra. What about you?
Ooh. So my rising sign is a Scorpio. My sun sign is a Sagittarius and my moon sign is a Scorpio.
Nice.
I know. Run for the hills. I know.
So for anyone that's not really into like zodiac signs, you probably are like, why did we just say three different ones? Like everyone knows like the one that you're born with. So we're not astrologists.
So the three main components of for amateurs and beginners, for you know, whoever's just like interested in getting into these type of things, just for fun. So the first thing is your rising sign, your sun sign, and your moon sign, right? We'll keep it simple because if we get into all the other planets, it's going to get complicated. We're going to lose you. So just starting off very simple, rising sign essentially just means rising or ascending sign just means your mask. So, mask, right? Like, what do you think about that, right? So when you think about that, it's just mostly like the mask that you perceive to the world. So essentially, you know, the majority of a lot of human beings don't really show their real side to people. Sometimes they do more kudos to you, but then other people really don't. They just save the best parts of themselves for those who they love and care about or who they feel comfortable with, right?
Yeah.
So essentially, when you go by your zodiac sign for your rising, it does say a lot about who you are, how you carry yourself personality-wise, and how you just basically conduct yourself on a day-to-day basis, right? Just kind of little personality traits in a sense. So then when you get into your sun sign, that's where it gets real juicy, right? Your personality, it's really your personality. So your sun is like your personality, how you are, what your characteristics are, just like kind of like little quirks about yourself that only you kind of really know, you know? So going into the moon sign, your moon sign is really the needy greedy and the hidden parts of yourself, which are your emotions. So a lot of the time, not everybody's emotional. Some people are a lot more emotional, more connected to their sensitive self. So, you know, like for example, I'm going to use myself. Scorpio, right? Scorpio moon essentially is pretty intense. I tend to, yeah, no, right. I'm kind of giving myself up here. I tend to kind of hold things. I kind of tend to just like, you know, be a little bit more on not edge, but I tend to feel things a lot heavier than other people do. You know, I'm very determined, have a lot of determination, very powerful. You know, I will go above and beyond to get things done no matter what. Even though for some it doesn't seem like that. So we'll get into that. So essentially, my emotions are run by Scorpio. For those who don't know what attributes of Scorpio are, basically it's just like Scorpio is a kind of like a very dominant kind of fixed sign, very fixated on just like, you know, determination, kind of just being in control, powerful, very, you know, single lane focused. It's really nice. It's cool. It's definitely a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a lot more serious than other signs are, you know? So it's interesting because you're like Sagittarius, you know, Sagittarius is very like, you know, I love being a Sagittarius. Sagittarius to me is just like, you know, super adventurous. I love adventure. I get bored so easily. I need things to kind of keep me going with life and just like on a day-to-day basis. So when, you know, I definitely do have Sagittarius tendencies. Like I just sometimes like I'll start a project, then come down to the middle of the project. I'm just like, oh, I just don't want to do this anymore. I get bored. Like I just don't end and I'm left with unfinished projects. So, you know, it's just like little attributes, but definitely the fire is in there, honey. The fire is there. And, you know, when you come with the Scorpio and with the moon, it's like very hard for me to just trust very easily. So, you know, you got that in the mix too.
Yeah. So, I mean, talking about that, what does the zodiac mean to you then? Like, what does it mean to you knowing this about yourself?
I think it's cool because I think it's just like, you know, you're tapping into like a deeper part of yourself. Even if it doesn't resonate to you, I think it's just kind of like, huh, maybe I didn't know that about myself. Or maybe it's kind of like, you know, maybe it's kind of like cool. Like, oh, wow. Like, this is interesting. I never knew this. And it definitely makes sense. You know, it definitely does make sense.
Do you think it's like it makes sense because you're reading it and like you believe it, or more of like it actually is true? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it you're just reading it, so then you think it, and then you think it's true? Or do you think of like for example, why do you think it's possible for people to like have the same signs or similar things, but then they don't act the same?
So like that goes back to, you know, what I was explaining with your rising, your sun, and then your moon. So let's just say, right, for example, you're Leo, right? So your sun sign's a Leo. You're very fiery. You're very like, you love to get your shit done a certain way. And, you know, you're very loyal. You know, you got that. You got the Leo, very sexy, very, you know.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's very, you know, Leo's very like, you know, sensual. Leo's very, you know, it's another fire sign. So one fire sign to another, you know, so, you know, you got that going on. And then when you go into your Libra moon, you know, your emotions are very diplomatic. So Libras are naturally like a scale. So they're very, very diplomatic, very balanced out. You know, maybe sometimes when you're like sad, you're probably like very unbalanced and it's like hits you kind of harder than like other things would when you're not kind of in, you know, kind of like homeostasis, like with your body and things like that. So.
Yeah. So what you're saying is basically that people could have like similar rising signs, but because they're, or similar sun signs, but because their risings and their moons are different or vice versa, whatever it is. That's why people act different, because not everyone has the same exact three.
Yeah, not everybody has the same exact like charts. And even I've met people who have the exact same charts and they definitely tackle and handle things a lot differently. So, you know, it's not, you know, 100%, you know, going to resonate with you on certain, you know, personality traits and characteristics. But, you know, there are certain things that you're like, oh, you know, maybe I am a little like possessive.
Do you feel like it has a big impact on your life at all? Like, no, like being like knee deep into zodiac signs. I know that some people, like when they get so into this kind of stuff, like they get really into it, especially like with crystals and other things. And they feel like it's a central part of life so much that they like would believe like a daily horoscope, like to the T. Like, do you feel like it has a big impact on you, or it's more of just like it's something you like?
I mean, I think it has a big impact on me. I think it's kind of cool to know what's going to happen next, or what, like a little guide for the day. Like sometimes I follow like these Instagram pages and I kind of get, you know, my ass cut for it because they're like, oh my God, Nicole just reposted what's happened with Sagittarius today, and somebody's after you, like, watch out for the person. And you're like, well, who's this person? Like, girl, what are you talking about? Right? So I think it means a lot to me. I think it's like very much about who I am. And I think a lot of people know me for that. And I love like quirky things, like things that are kind of weird. Things that usually people won't believe it.
I love like anything like I don't want to say witchy because I'm not a witch, as everyone knows. I'm
definitely a bruja. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we're not.
But I do have my first. Yeah. My boyfriend always makes fun of me. And he's always like, oh my God, you're such a bruja. Oh my God. Because you just know what's going to happen next. And like your predictions are always so accurate. And you read the room so well. And I'm like, well, I go by the vibe, honey. What is it for you? Because I know that, you know, a lot of people don't go. There's only to a certain length that people go to with these things.
I think a lot of it I don't always believe because I feel like you can read something very generic and also find a way for it to fit your life. And so I feel like you can read something subconsciously and make it change the way you act. Like, especially somebody's like reading something every single day. So that's why I don't necessarily believe it. And like, same with like psychics and things like that. Like, I believe them to an extent, but like, I do believe in like spooky things happening in the world. That's why I like, I love witchcraft and creepy things because I do believe it exists. But at the same time with zodiac signs, I'm just like, I just think it's a fun topic. I think it's like something fun rather than something like that I'm like knee deep in that I like believe to my core.
I've definitely been called Huerta Mercado a couple of times in my life, but you know, love that man. Whoever doesn't know about Huerta Mercado, where have you been? It's literally every, I just remember like, I think I got so into it when I used to watch it with my grandma all the time. And me and my grandma used to watch so many different things. Like, it's just like the craziest. It's like so funny. Like, I remember watching a noticia with her every day because she would never let me watch TV during her noticia hour. And then Huerta Mercado would come up and he'll start talking about horoscopes. And he'd be like, Sagittario or Aquario, this is what's gonna happen to you. But he never used to say it in a way that was like negative. He always used to say it in such an optimistic way that it would resonate with people because it was positive. Because, you know, when you give people positive, like positive affirmations or like things that they could look forward to, I think people like get excited about it.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, when I used to watch those things, I was like, wow, like, this stuff is freaking cool. Like, what's up with this? And me and my grandma used to be like, look, mine is coming up. Look, mine is coming up. And I was like, ooh, grandma, look, somebody, you're going to get some good manifestations or something good is going to happen. Like, you know, it's just like a fun thing, like, to talk about.
Yeah, like, I do think it can bring positive things to people's minds, especially if they have, like, a negative thinking. And if they hear something that's positive, then maybe it'll change the way they look at things. And then they'll go into the day more positive. And then because of that, they'll act differently, that's why it's like, it's a catch 22. It can go either way, if that makes sense. I'm going to read every sign and you have to say one word that comes, the first word and one word only that comes to your mind when I say the sign, okay?
Okay.
Aries.
Aggressive.
Taurus.
Stubborn.
Gemini.
Fake.
Cancer.
Sensitive.
Leo.
Loyal.
Virgo.
Analytical.
Libra.
Balance.
Scorpio.
Crazy.
Sagittarius.
I can't believe I can't think of something from my sign. I think there's just so many.
Literally yourself.
Adventurers.
Capricorn.
Emotionless.
Aquarius.
Or unorthodox.
And Pisces.
I think they're pretty creative.
I like how some of them were like really negative and some of them were like really positive. You were like creative, then you were like fake. Nothing against anyone with those signs.
Oh, yeah, no. Please, I don't want to get no phone calls later. Thank you.
So do you look for like zodiac signs like when you meet people? Like, do you think that if you're meeting someone new...
Yes.
Does it affect the way you act toward them, though?
I don't change... So I don't adjust based off signs, if that's what you're asking me. I do not do that. I'm not going to, like... You know, freaking, oh my God, she's a Taurus. I'm gonna like act weird because she's a Taurus. No, like, no, that doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna treat you like a human being. And, you know, obviously, when you get to know each other, then you could start like kind of make, you know, cutting ass, like, you know, oh, that's why you're a freaking like Gemini or whatever, because you're crazy. Like, you know, like things like that.
I feel like if you met someone, like, let's say you're like working a new job and you meet somebody and like you're not gonna like act differently toward them. Whatever, but if you don't like them and then later on you find out what their sign is, then you can like talk when you talk shit about them, you'll be like, oh well, they're so annoying because they're this, and so like you connect it more because you don't like them, if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. I have my fair share of signs that I don't like.
But there's people that are like that though, that'll be like, if they find out that you're a certain sign, they like don't want to hang out with you because they're like, well, I don't get along with Leos. And they're like,
well, that's a bit dramatic.
Yeah, but there's people that are like that, especially in the next generation. Like there's people that are like that, that like really judge people.
Like, come on. It's called networking for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
You're not always gonna like everybody in this world. Like everybody's so different, even no matter what sign they are, you know. Yeah, there's certain things, but you gotta take it, you know, with a grain of salt.
But do you believe in signs not getting along though? Like if we're gonna say this,
yes.
Like yes. We're gonna say like everyone acts differently, but do you still think there's like the generic stereotypes that different signs can't get along?
Yes, there are.
That's like a catch 22 because you're saying that, like we're saying that, like everyone acts different, so you can't judge somebody on what they are, like who they are, but then you're like,
yes,
but
I'm not judging
at the same time
what you are.
I know, yes. Like I at the same time you're saying like, well, if you're a Leo, you definitely don't get along with these people, which is also still generic. Well,
it is a catch 22, right? I'm not condoning treating people differently because of their sign. Like I'm not gonna be out here like, okay, punch them in the face because they're a freaking Scorpio. Like, no. But what I am saying is that there are some characteristics that resonate with certain specific zodiac signs that do not mesh with other zodiac signs.
Do you believe, like, it's possible for people to, like, grow on them? Or is it possible for someone to change so much that maybe their sign, in a sense, kind of changes? Like, maybe not in their birth chart, is the birth chart because they're born with it. But do you think, like, somebody could change so much that they ended up, like, they end up not being anything like what they were?
Well, there are instances where there are undeveloped signs and then there's immature and then there's mature, right? So there's undeveloped and then there's developed. So undeveloped or immature, like let's just say, for example, immature Aries, right? Immature Aries will have the tendency of just lashing out, just like being really rebellious, like very aggressive. But mature Aries knows how to kind of how to calm that down and just simmer down a little bit and pick and choose their battles and when it's like the time and place for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but that's another way to like put it as like a good example.
I think it's possible for people to change so much that they could change that they don't. I get what you're saying. Like in reality though, you still have like, you're gonna have your tendencies of things. So everyone always has the tendencies they do and how they interact and things like that. But you can change your personality like a lot. Like it's possible to change your personality, but you're still going to have some of the fundamental tendencies you still do. The way you communicate, the way you go about your day, the way that you take on a work assignment or the way that you handle stress. Like you can change it, but sometimes it's still going to be like the same steps. Like you're not going to just like suddenly wake up and you do things 110% different. Like you're still going to do some things the same exact way. And I feel like that is what you're kind of like in the line of what you're saying of like, you just develop so much that you change your emotions and things and how you act, but it doesn't change like your tendencies overall. Do you think that if like you read about it so much, you subconsciously change your behavior to act the way because you're reading it?
Not really. I mean, I've been around people who really take it to heart with these things, and I'm just like, all right.
Yeah, like, I feel like people are like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm dramatic because I'm a Cancer, I'm a this. Like, it's kind of like a cutout. Like, you can't really blame, like, let's say you make a mistake, you can't blame your actions on your zodiac sign. Like, that's dramatic. That's dramatic. I
mean, when you're, like, projecting your zodiac sign onto your, like, your issues, all right. Like, nah, I don't do that. All I'm saying is, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, you're doing this because I'm a Sagittarian. No, I don't do that.
Yeah, that's like making people accept your actions because of your zodiac sign. It's weird.
I think it's just like, everything's just going to happen organically and you just kind of have to let it, just going to have to kind of let it be. Just like, don't be like, oh my God, like every day, like, oh my God, like this lady just told me that I'm going to get more money because of my thing. Like, you know, it's nice. It's good to be hopeful, but I wouldn't want to like have people, you know, believe in it, but I don't want you to fully commit and then feel like, you know, disappointed because you didn't get what the horoscope said.
So I feel like that's a big thing too with horoscopes. It's like, I kind of think that sometimes they just like line up with your life in a way, like you read it and you interpret it in your head, so it's not necessarily like telling you the future, it's more of like you're reading it and aligning it with your life, so then you either are manifesting it to come true or it like happens true because you subconsciously know it's going to come true. But I think that the thing of horoscopes that are fun basically is that you could just take the positive of it, or maybe even if it was like a negative horoscope, then it makes you open your mind to different perspectives. So that way it sets you up for the day in a way of like approaching it differently than just the same way every day. But not taking it to heart, that's going to happen because you don't know. Fate literally changes every second.
I do believe in like those people that are able to speak to the spirits, like dead, like people who have passed away. I forgot what that's called.
Mediums.
The mediums. Yeah, that I believe in. And I think, too, like, people get kind of desperate because they really want to keep in contact with the person that was lost, you know, that died. And you know, their soul is out there. So I believe in that stuff. I believe they could read the room.
Yeah, I believe in that, too. That's
crazy. It's kind of scary because, like, you're, like, if you're somebody who has never done it, like you would have to really like mentally prepare for
that. I know too, and then like you're gonna be like mentally like, oh, do I believe it, do I not believe it, am I here, am I there, like you're gonna be like all over the place. That's a lot. So would you depend on a horoscope for a life decision?
You have to be more specific.
Like if you had to make a life decision, like a big life decision, or maybe it was telling you to make a big life decision, would you depend on it? Like if it was telling you to like quit your job. Like,
girl, I don't know what you're telling me. I'm going to look at it like, I don't know what you're trying to tell me right now, but let's see what happens. And then subconsciously, I end up doing the big decision, forgetting about what I just read. And then I'll circle back to it at the end of the night. Like, you know, not planning it out. It's not planned. Then I'm like, wait, oh crap. Like I did this today. I was like, okay, all right. We're onto something here.
So who do you think is the best sign? Who do you think is the worst sign? No tea, no shade, anyone. And don't be subjective. Don't go here to be like, I think the best sign is a Sagittarius because I am.
I mean, we are the best. I'm sorry. People are going to be like, what? No. I think the best, and I'm not gonna say this because my partner is a Libra, but I think the best sign might be a Libra.
Why?
A Libra or a Leo. I do like Leos and Libras a lot. Yeah, I really do. I really like Leos and Libras. Libras, I love them because they're so like diplomatic and they're creative and they look at different sides of things and, you know, they're very chill and they're down for whatever. And I think they bring like a really calm and really good point into the mix. Leos, I love Leos, or anybody who has a Leo moon or anything like that, Leo rising, any type of that fire energy, I really, really love. Only because of the fact that Leos are awesome. Like, I love Leos. They're so much fun. They're like a good time. They know all the great places. They know where to go, what time to be there, how do you get there, the whole shebang. And you wonder, like, where the hell have I been all my life? Like, how do you know all these different things? It's just like, if you want like a travel agent as a friend, get a Leo.
Oh my gosh, yes. Very adventurous. The only problem I've ever had with like my sign is like the generic stereotypes of like being a partier and all that stuff like that. Like, that's not really me, but I am very adventurous. Like, I'm not like the crazy party goer Leo. Like, I am very socially awkward, but I am very adventurous. I do love to try new things. I'm very much on my feet about that. So that makes sense where I'm like, I don't like the like little horoscopes I read, like they're dumb and like talking about like, or people are like, you know, when people like do the stereotypes about each of them, like I don't like them. So I'm like, I'm not like that. Like, I don't act like that. But
not every Leo is going to be a partier, you know? I mean, the majority of the Leos that I've met are party people. I think Jen's the only one that's not really a party person. But her and Rachel, no, that's fine.
Not that we don't enjoy them. It's just we're not like, we aren't like going to the clubs every weekend kind of people. Like, I think we do like going to parties.
I think it's just more like intimate outings. Because I feel like the smaller the group, the more fun. I feel like the smaller the group, the more fun you actually really have. Because I feel like when you tend to go out with a bigger group of people, it's more like people are cliques or clicky. Yeah,
I hate that stuff.
But then when you're like in a small group, it's just like it's like the four, right? Four of you, right? Like four of us, whatever. And we go out. Tending we're not going to party, but let's just say we're like, oh, we went out for drinks and we had a good ass time. Like, yeah. Or we went out to like a lounge and it was just us four and we had a good ass time. Like,
yeah,
you know?
I would say like we're very adventurous Leos. That's why we're like super adventurous. So I kind of agree. I do think Leos are great signs because I'm a Leo. But I do love like, I don't, for me personally, I have so many Scorpios in my life that I just love and I get along with so well every time I meet Scorpios. So like, I personally love Scorpios. I just love how like attention to detail they are, and like they just remind me of like, I don't want to be like generic, but they remind me of Slytherins in Harry Potter. No offense to all my Scorpio best friends if you guys are not Slytherins, but I don't know, I just get along with them really well. I think it balances my energy. That's probably why I just love them so much. So I feel like that's a sign I really love.
So why do you think that you attract so many Scorpios in your life? Because even myself, I'm a Sag, but I do have a lot of Scorpio tendencies. Like, it's rather interesting that you have majority of your circle are Scorpios. And, you know.
Actually, like, yeah, like half my circle is Scorpio. 3/4 of my circle are Scorpions. The only person that isn't is the Taurus. And then, like, Rachel's a Leo. So...
Rachel, she has Scorpio moon just like me too, so it's like,
is she really? I forgot her chart.
Yeah, I did her chart and we went over it. She's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's just because it's like opposite of me in some ways. So if I like take Sandy for example. Sandy's been my best friend since we were in third grade, and she's able to look at things the way I don't work at things. So I can go to her, and when we talk, she'll show me a different side of something, like in a conversation, because of the way that she looks at life, and it'll help me in that situation. That was very vague. But what I'm trying to say is that the way she looks at it is a different lens that I need, that I don't have. So that's why it's really helpful for me. And then, I don't know, I just vibe with their personalities. It's very, like, it's chill but fun. And then it's like serious, but not serious. And then at the same time, it's like being able to be clear cut to the goal, but then being able to be like open and funny. I don't know. It's hard to explain. But yeah, I do love my Scorpios. And that's easier when everyone's birthday's around the same time too. So maybe that's why I did that. So then I could just like celebrate everyone's birthday.
This was already pre-planned. This was already pre-planned.
Yeah, that's the only way I make friends. If you guys are Scorpios, you can be my friend because your birthday will be around the same time as everyone else. So I thought it'd be fun if we read our horoscopes for today. So Leo, the eighth house of your chart, which governs intimacy, is being activated right now. And since there are still about trillions of planets in Aquarius, aka your chart's relationship zone, it's safe to say that it's very shift-focused, particularly with your deepest, most important connections. Translation, your love life is about to heat up a ton. Expect your emotional connection to your partner, whether it's the love of your life or just a fling, to become more and more significant. Ooh!
Are you pregnant?
Am I getting engaged? JK.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's exciting.
I guess that's nice. Maybe she's with you on a date or something.
Yeah, it's getting warmer, so probably we can do more like fun activities at home or outside.
I agree.
That was a nice one. I like that one. I'm gonna take that energy and I'm gonna absorb it and make it, you know, go through all my chakras, and then it's gonna come out of me, you know?
Out of your butt.
No, out of my root chakras. Yeah. It goes through my chakras all the way through.
Right.
Also, I actually really do love chakras, guys. Even though I'm making the joke about it, I actually really love chakras, and I love chakra work, and I love being able to align your chakras and meditation and things. Even though I don't meditate, I am the worst person at that. But I do love anything chakra related. I think it's so interesting. So yours, Sagittarius. Pisces season's watery, moody vibe is raining on your parade, Sag. You're used to being extroverted, expressive, and always on the go. But this month is all about hitting pause and just chilling out. You're becoming a huge introvert, and your life at home and with your family is becoming your top priority. Take it easy this month, Sagittarius. That way, when the sun enters like minded fire sign Aries this spring, you'll be ready to live it up. Which is exactly what we said.
Yes. No, I've been.
Homebody.
I have been on my homebody. I literally been a hermit. Like, don't call me. Don't bother me. Don't ask me to go outside. I'll visit. If I'm going to go outside, I'm most likely visiting a friend that's in another home. So it's like installing a home. It's not like we're going out for drinks and things like that. You know, setting aside COVID for a second, but, you know, I'm still in an environment of a home. So I've just, and I have been like, my emotions have been very up and down.
Well, save that energy for the spring, girl. Your fire's
out. Oh, I'm ready, girl. I am ready.
Let me see if the tarot cards. My card is the Four of Wands. You believe that work/life balance is only an issue if you don't love your work. Wow. That is literally me. I cannot do the job if I don't love the job. Otherwise, I will be in a deep depression.
This has been the topic of the months.
Yeah, because COVID, you know, COVID fucks with jobs. The Four of Wands sees you following your own advice by changing something about your career that's just not working. This might be a drastic quitting, taking a class, or beginning a job search. Or it might be an easy as adjusting your schedule, delegating, or asking for different responsibilities. Make thoughtful adjustments this week. They'll pay off. So that's exactly what I'm doing in my life. So that's crazy. That one was spot on. Guys, look at me talking about horoscopes, and this one's literally spot on to my life. Sagittarius. Eight of Cups. There's a vacation, travel plan, celebration, or location change on your agenda. But for some reason, like a global pandemic, you've had to cancel it. The resistant Eight of Cups shows that you've kept going and believing it will happen. Sorry, Sag, but it won't. The sooner you accept it and let it go, the sooner you can plan something else instead. This isn't the end of your idea. It's just a diversion. Soon you'll be working on something even bigger and better. You just have to acknowledge that your current plan isn't working first. Let it go.
I mean, let's see what happens. Let's see. I see a baby trip. I don't see a big trip. I don't feel like doing a big trip this year.
So the tarot card for everyone was Two of Cups. And the Two of Cups shows us that all of our love lives will receive the nice little boost. Look forward to getting even closer to your boo, your crush, showing interest in you, or even just some support from your friends. We all need people to lean on, and we don't find everything we need in just one person. Share the love and treat everyone in your world a little bit kinder this week. I love that.
We all need somebody to lean on.
That's so exciting. See, that's a positive affirmation.
That's a good affirmation. All right.
Yeah, everyone treat each other with a little bit of kindness this week. Okay, if you had to predict a horoscope for everyone, not each sign, like general, what would you just like predict right now? Like you're predicting a horoscope for everyone. Go.
I don't know, something positive, like abundance, lots of love, hugging other people, loving, you know, people who love you, and try to get outside that comfort zone of, you know, just being letting home be your safe haven, I guess. Try new things. Don't let the COVID get the best of you. You know, try to, try to find another way that, you know, you're safe, but also still living your life.
I would say my horoscope for the week for you guys, even though I am nowhere near skilled to do this, would be to enjoy life however you can. Take a moment to try to enjoy something simple, like the weather changing or the sun shining or a good croissant for breakfast, or I don't know what you eat for breakfast. Yeah. And just enjoy the taste and enjoy your senses. Be a shining unicorn this week. From Nicole and Jennifer, people who are not horoscope writers.
You know, if you guys are interested in doing your own birth chart, there's always like ALABE.com, I believe it's called. And you could do like a free birth chart. All you just need is like the place where you were born, the exact time. Don't give no estimate. I'm talking about exact numbers. Go ask your mom. Go ask your dad for the birth certificate, your grandma, whoever the hell has it, and plug it in. Like, it really gives you an extensive, like, breakdown of, like, of, you know, your signs and, like, how, and it explains it, too. Like, you're probably like, oh, what the hell is a Pluto and freaking Aquarius or whatever the case may be, and then it actually explains it to you. It explains, like, the tendencies, where you come from, like, you know, personality traits, and it's just something that I just, you know, just read about. It's something, it doesn't hurt to like learn new things. So,
well, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode for horoscopes. Thank you, Nicole, for joining.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. I love this.
Tune in next week for another fandom episode. Remember that every other week there will be a fandom and then a lifestyle episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will tag Nicole as well so you can follow her on Instagram. And thanks, guys. Have a magical day, y'all.